This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The sun is shining down.
Sun was shining yesterday in Cuba. The president's plane arrived there, pouring rain.
Cuba.
But into each life, some sun must shine, and it'll be shining nicely on the businesses. Initial word is that there's between $4 and $9 billion in business to be done before even the end of the year, this year. A president going to Cuba seems to be on a lot of people's minds today, and that's why we are here on the Good Day program to discuss what's on your mind. Things that are sort of factual, I say sort of, because, yeah, there are the facts, and then there are the interpretations, if you will, the opinions, the commentary, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Have a little fun along the way. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day with my friend Rich McFadden. Jennifer Horn, my friend, is under the weather still, not quite sure what to think or make or do with her eye problem. If you did not hear us last week, Jennifer, in the middle of the week, actually, when was it? It was Wednesday, I think, that she and I and Roberta Fasanelli and Warren Eckstein and some of the people that are on the program got together for lunch here in Los Angeles. And at that time, well, she'd been complaining for the week before about how her eye was aching, bothering her, and she wasn't really seeing too well. I think it's the left one. So she went to the eye doctor, and the eye doctor said, you got a torn retina, which is nothing to mess with. So she went right away to a surgeon, and they stick them a needle in your eye, and it has gas in it. She was explaining that, how it worked. Then I went to see my optometrist on Friday to get my eyes checked, and learned about a new procedure that actually will stitch in. I'm going to have it done, I think, Richie. Stitch in to your eyes not a corneal transplant, but what amounts to permanent contact lenses that they stitch in.
Ooh, really?
And then you never have to wear glasses again. You see, they're to take care of it. So
really?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm going to check it out before I get it done.
But I would let somebody else go first on that one.
Well,
let me know how it works out.
Okay, I'll go first, yes. At any rate, Jennifer is going back through. She was let's see, when I talked to her.
I texted her last night, and she's like still laying on the couch.
Yeah, no, she hasn't moved. No, she hasn't moved.
She just lay on the couch, either face down or on her side.
Yeah. So she'll go to have it re-examined. But what I started to say is they stuck a needle in her eye, the back of her eyeball, which has got gas in it. And that gas bubble is supposed to help bring all of the torn ligament back together because it tightens things up. And you can actually see, she said, through her eyeball, the gas. It's got it, isn't it? And
that's a little freaky. Yeah.
Many of you have probably had this, or not many, but hopefully not many of you, but a few of you have had it. And if you got something to share, help yourself. Here's how you share with us here on Good Day, 888-302-3684. That's a phone line that's monitored all the time we're on the air. Sometimes we have good callers, sometimes we don't. We're more interested in hearing intelligent things from you. Oftentimes people feel more articulate if they write the thoughts down, and that's okay. Facebook.com/Good Day, Good Day, and Twitter at Good Day. Email to Doug or Rich at DougSteffen.com. And yeah, the president is the first El Presidente to set foot in Cuba for 90 years. His wife went with him. Two children went with him. They were some human rights protesters that were out there. It kind of reminded me of the Donald Trump thing, only in Cuba. The protesters who are everywhere that Trump goes, now wherever the president goes, there seem to be a lot of people that are protesting. There have been plenty of human rights violations. Cuba's a communist dictatorship. Of course, they're going to be human rights violations. And that was cited by some presidents. I believe Bill Clinton said, no, we can't do anything with these people. Look at their horrible human rights record. Hello. Have you looked at the human rights record in China? All we have to do is say Tiananmen Square.
Saudi Arabia.
Right. Yeah, any of the places. At any rate, Mrs. Obama's mother, Marian Robinson, went as well with them. And they brought 40 or so congressmen who have a lot of Hispanic, or, yeah, I guess it would be the Hispanic districts. The Cuban dictator didn't show up to greet the president. Somebody made a big point in one of the Facebook postings that I saw. Well, Raul Castro greeted the Pope, didn't greet President Obama. That's a slight. Man, this guy should know better than to have gone there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, we just got to say, Richard.
Well, it seems like every politician in the country, like, for example, a few weeks ago, the governors of Maryland and Virginia and the D.C. mayor went down there trying to, whatever, bring business to their local areas.
Yes.
On behalf of the good. I mean, what does Cuba have that's going to bring business to
Nothing.
Washington?
All the business is going, well, sugar maybe, but. Nothing. It's all for the benefit of America and Americans.
Well,
in the beginning, and then
the bottom line is the politicians are taking these freebie trips down.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, sure.
They're making an excuse. I'm going to go down and create business opportunities for Maryland and Virginia.
Yeah,
you're going on vacation, dude.
Have a nice time. Airbnb has moved in there already. They still. One of the great things about Cuba is the vintage cars. Somebody's going to go down there, Richie, from one of these car places.
I talked to a friend about that, and getting those cars out of there was going to be a problem.
What do you mean, getting them on a boat?
Getting them on a boat. I mean, we could do
figure it out.
Gillian Gonzalez and just float the Buick into Miami.
There'll be plenty of ships in there as well into the harbor. There'll be plenty of. I mean, there's going to be plenty of everything. It's good for business. It is for business on both sides. The government will benefit. The people will benefit because there'll be lots of jobs.
Let's fly down there and buy about 20 cars there.
I go down. Yeah, I think that's actually a pretty good idea. Let's go down and nose around. See, I'd like to do a program from down there. As soon as they have no internet, so we can't go down and do the program until they get some internet in there. I remember Conan O'Brien went down there once last year, and I heard tell from a couple of people that were close to the program, it was an absolute nightmare. They almost didn't pull it off because they just, first of all, there wasn't
no
enough
connectivity.
Places to put the staff.
You know, look at this. I just sent you a picture a little while ago of Air Force One landing over somebody in one of the just regular old neighborhoods of Cuba, you know, a bunch of shacks.
Yeah, yeah.
Landing, Air Force One landing over this neighborhood into the airport. And if you look at it, it pretty much tells you what their infrastructure is.
Oh, yeah. Look at all those like shacks, the old cars.
Right, but look at all the telephone poles with the cables just running everywhere.
Yeah, right.
And that's probably what they're. It's a 50-year-old infrastructure trying to get internet in there.
Yeah. You know, the interesting thing is it's only 2 hours and 20 minutes. Get on the plane in Washington at Andrews and fly down there. It's a really short hop. And the airport, just about able to take a 747. It's really, but...
Well,
yeah,
landed that big old thing.
Why don't we... that must be posted everywhere by now, I would have thought. But it would be kind of cute, too. And it's incredible. I'm looking at some of the Twitters. What do they call it? The tweets. Incredible photos is Janet... Paul says, isn't it great? What a contrast. And that's what Richie is saying. And Susan says, look at the poverty there. Socialism doesn't work. Yep, Paul writes, many parts of Arkansas look like that. maybe somebody said that. Looks like, Bob says, looks like pictures of the last car Hillary Clinton actually drove. let's see here. Jonathan writes, it's like a steal from a sci-fi movie of the 50s. Remember that movie Havana that I think Redford was in? Robert Redford, I'm trying to remember who else was in it. That was a cool movie. Paul writes, that will or should go onto an historic picture album. James writes, he better watch out for cigars. Let's see. Scott says, whoever got that shot can take the rest of the day off and enjoy the Havana.
That's a great shot. It shows the poverty in Cuba with the president just flying in there, you know.
Yeah. Here's Phil who writes, thank you for legitimizing the brothers who keep these poor people in chains. No, they won't. The end is near for these guys, and they know it. So as Richie said, it's cash-in time for them and their family before they get booted out. Xander writes, socialism and capitalism captured in one great picture. Yep. Let's see here. Sam says, looks like L.A. It does, actually. There's some places in Compton that are pretty... Yeah. What a Los Angeles is such an interesting...
I love Xander here. Xander's comments. Socialism and capitalism captured in one great picture.
Yep, that's what it is. All right, good day time is 16 after the hour. How to rejuvenate your skin without expensive surgery. Let's talk about this formula that uses the latest skin repair ingredients, producing amazing results. Diminishes wrinkles around your eyes, takes care of the puffiness, the water that collects under your eyes, the bags, that sort of thing. This is dramatic skin repair, working with essential vitamins and antioxidants to brighten and enhance the skin around your eyes. The advanced formula proven to smoothen and get rid of the bags of puffiness, rejuvenate and repair the skin around your eyes. It just is smooth, smooth, smooth. It's much better than expensive creams. This product called GenuCell, coming from Apple Stem Cell Therapy. It smells a little bit like apple when you put it on. This treatment for bags and puffiness has been touted around the country and around the world. I have letters on top of letters. Here's Ann writing, I started using GenuCell after hearing about it on your program last year. Right away, I felt my skin tighten up. In fact, I don't have to wear concealer anymore. No makeup. My normal routine is just GenuCell before I go to bed instead of layers of makeup the next morning. An amazing product. I do not go a day without it. So check it out. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. Works in 12 hours or your money back. You'll see the changes starting immediately and then keep doing it. 3 or 4 weeks into 3 or 4 months and you'll never see those bags of puffiness again. It's worth it. You'll feel better about how you look and therefore you'll feel better, just plain old better. 800-543-9262. Do something about it now while you're thinking about it. As a matter of fact, if you order now, the folks at Chamonix will double the amount of GenuCell you get. 800-543-9262 for GenuCell. Puffiness, bags around your eyes, poof, gone. 800-543-9262.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave?
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Not too much games. I watched Hollywood Game Night last night. Did you ever watch that
fun show?
Yeah, it's kind of good. Jane Lynch is quite good at that.
Yeah, no, she's very good.
The show feels good when you watch it. All right, here we are at 23 after the hour. Speaking of television, time for us to go through the best of some of the TV programs from last Friday and over the weekend, starting with late night host James Corden joking about a new article that focuses on Ted Cruz.
Someone whose face has come under a lot of scrutiny lately is presidential candidate Ted Cruz. Writing in Psychology Today, a neurologist at George Washington University said that Ted Cruz's face is notably unsettling and exhibits atypical expressions, right? He looks like a 2-week-old balloon that was left at a party. I said the neurologist who conducted this study has said that he's never actually seen a conventional smile out of Ted Cruz. But to be fair, the neurologist who did this study was Ben Carson.
That's an interesting point. I don't think I have ever seen Ted Cruz smile. Everything is so bad.
You see, his smile is just this uncomfortable.
It doesn't look like he means it.
Well, it's just a weird shape, so it doesn't come across as sincere.
You want to lose? Vote for Cruz. Here's Steve Harvey joking with an audience member on his program last Friday what to do to stop getting sucked into arguments with her friend and her mother.
I'm extremely close with my best friend and her mom, and I always get stuck in between their arguments. They argue about stupid stuff, and they're constantly calling me on three-way, asking my opinions for who's right and who's wrong. But I'm not a counselor, and I have my own problems to deal with, so how do I get out of this mother and daughter war?
Y'all have a lot of little stuff be bothering y'all. Just walk off. Go home. Don't answer the phone. While they talking, just set it down. Do something else. Or better yet, what I do is I give stupid advice, then you won't ask me no more.
Yeah? Okay. Steve Harvey is doing a new Sunday night program called Little Big Shots. I don't know if you saw it or not. A lot of people did last night.
Yeah.
Quite well in the first couple of weeks. This is him talking about one of the most difficult interviews he ever did. And it was with a 6-year-old choir conductor.
How you doing, man?
Good.
Good? You're 6?
Uh-huh.
How much was those shoes?
Uh-huh.
You don't work?
Nope.
Do you want to work?
Nope.
What made you wear a blue suit?
Moon.
Did you get it for Easter?
Nope.
Did you get it for Christmas?
Nope.
Did you get it for your birthday?
Nope.
Yep. Can you spell nope? So we're going to just, you know what you're doing to me, don't you? I'm supposed to be a professional interviewer, and you're making me look stupid. So, your tooth is missing. When did you lose your tooth?
I think while I was eating hard stuff.
That makes it work. It's Harvey and his expression.
Yeah.
I think that's what makes it work, frankly. Some of it's a little contrived. All right, here's Wendy Williams answering an audience member's question about what to do with a neighbor who still has Christmas decorations up.
Today's St. Patrick's Day, and my neighbor still has the Christmas lights on. I'm talking full set of lights, blow up, Santa Claus, everything. It's getting ridiculous.
She plugs them in?
They're lit up. Every night.
Is she like an older woman, like the cat lady?
Nope, she's young. Should I confront her or just unplug it myself?
No one wins when you confront a neighbor because you're stuck living next to one another. However, the second you see her car roll out the driveway, I do more than unplug. Okay.
All right, so there you go. Some of the smiles that have been abundant. St. Patrick's Day, Gonzo, a brand new week. Springtime is with us here on Good Day.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant-wich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant-wich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant-wich deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting, buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
An RV rolls into a campground. Kids in the back eat turkey. Turkey, excessive. Dad drives like a boss with 24/7 support from Progressive. Tomorrow it's off to see the world's largest ball of twine. Would have seen it last trip, but Dad missed the sign.
Get 24/7 help when you insure your RV with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Today, you have an edge on your neighbors because you're listening to the Focus on What's Going On, courtesy of the Good Day program with Doug Steffen. That's me. Rich McFadden is along.
Hello.
My friend is here to help out. Jennifer Horn, another great friend, is not enjoying life too much at the moment, but we wish
face
you well.
Face down on the couch for the next couple of days,
yeah, we've got to fix that up. All right, so let's see what's happening here. Winter Storm Regis bringing icy flurries, 8 inches of snow on the East Coast, some places. You didn't get much of anything there.
We got some flurries. It was chilly here, but really no snow.
All right, so this is a storm that has long tentacles concentrated in the Appalachian Mountains and all the way up to Cape Cod. So let's see here. New York, Boston, Philadelphia, just a light dusting. And the situation will change during the day. Today, I'm getting on a plane in a few hours to go back to the East Coast. By the time I get there, it'll be back to, well, it'll be normal enough. Listen, first day of spring is just like the last day of winter, in a manner of speaking. By the way, the last winter, the warmest winter on record. The records go back to the 1880s. Yeah. So
it was weird. I mean, December was really warm.
Yeah.
And November was like spring.
Yep.
And then January and February, boom, cold. And then here it is, done again.
Done again. Okay, let's see what's going on with you're watching the NCAA tournament, second weekend.
Just working on my brackets here.
So where are they? How are you doing? And what's the status of the Wildcats, for example?
Pretty much everybody's lower right-hand corner of their bracket just got blown out when Michigan got beat by Middle Tennessee. Who knew?
Yeah.
Whoever heard of Middle Tennessee?
Who did it?
That's their claim to fame now, is that they knock out the number one seed. So, my left side of my bracket's going, so you got Kansas, Maryland meeting up, and then Miami, Villanova, Oregon, and Duke, Texas A&M, and then on the right side over there, where everything is kind of all blown up, you got Texas A&M, Oklahoma, University of North Carolina, Indiana, Notre Dame, go Irish, Wisconsin,
go Irish.
And Virginia, Iowa State, and Gonzaga, Syracuse.
Gonzaga's University.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it was a wild weekend. I was in a bar with a couple of friends.
I wonder how much time you spent.
Went Friday and watched the Maryland game at a little microbrewery.
What does your wife think when you go to watch the game?
Have a good time. See you in a few hours.
Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So were there any women at all in this bar?
Yes. Yeah, sure. There was no, I mean.
By themselves or with their men? Or their friend men?
I'm trying to remember if there were any single groups of ladies, and I don't. They were mostly, it was mixed tables. I don't know whether it was their men or not.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. The way I said it, their men.
It was pretty crowded, and then, I mean, it's a big, big, big weekend for sports bars, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The first really full weekend of baseball as they get ready for the season opener in 2 weeks.
Friday night when I got home around 8 o'clock from watching the Maryland game.
Yeah.
My wife and I watched games all Friday night.
Did you?
She gets into it.
She likes basketball?
She likes the competitive. It's really.
Okay, here's what it really is. Let me tell you what it is. It's when you women who like to go football, baseball, it's not necessarily football more and basketball. They love to watch these guys with their muscles bulging out of those tight pants. Yeah, they do. Hey, come on. You know, that's the case. So, anyway, it was a good time with that.
I was very surprised. My wife was very into, oh, my God, look at number 12 beat number 4. And she was really interested.
She knew what
she knew what the seating,
where they were on the boards. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she asked a lot of questions about it, and she knew what the seating was. And,
good.
And so she was really excited to see the upsets and these little schools come and beat the big schools. And
all right, so speaking of excitement, the Hulkster. You've probably heard by now, won his lawsuit against Gawker. If you didn't know the story, Gawker was a website that published a series of videos of him having sex with the wife of Bubba the Love Sponge. Now, Bubba the Love Sponge is a radio personality named Todd Klemm. He has a show in Florida, and I think he has 4 or 5 stations that carry him in a sort of syndicated fashion. He said that he wasn't aware of being taped, and when he found the tape was released, his whole world went upside down. The taping occurred before he and his ex-wife divorced. He sued for invasion of privacy. It was like an episode of The Good Wife, or that's Law and Order, because those are different kinds of criminals. But the Good
it's
Wife.
It's like an episode of Jerry Springer, is what it is.
Well, maybe that's what it is, yeah. The woman's name is Heather Cole. I actually have never seen the tape. Have you?
I have not.
They do nothing for me. She didn't know who leaked the video to Gawker. Nobody seemed to be able to figure that one out.
There were 3 people in the room. It can't be too hard to figure out.
Right. Gawker's position was that Hulk filed a lawsuit in an effort to get lots of money, and guess what? He did. Or maybe let's just back up a little bit here. He was awarded $115
million. $15 million more than what he was suing for.
Right, exactly. So there'll be some tempering of that probably in some sort of
appeal,
that sort of thing. But the outrage here is that the lawyers will get 35% of whatever. Let's say he gets $100 million. So the lawyers will get 35 million.
40% on this one.
The lawyers are at 40?
At 40, yeah.
Okay. And then the federal government will come after him before he is able to fly away. They'll take 30% of it, so that's $35 million. So he may, in the headline reads, Hulk awarded $115 million. But what he actually will get, even if it was the entire $115, if it wasn't appealed, he's only going to get $30 million of it. Now, you say, okay, that's too bad, $30 million. I'll take it, you'll take it, we'll all take it. I don't tell you that because I want you to feel badly for Hulk. What I want you to do is understand how the system works. Lawyers and taxes, it's kind of the same thing, not as if you were playing, well, it's the same terms. Taxes, if you win the lottery, 30% of it, right to the government.
Yep.
And then do you start asking yourself, what do they do with the money? Who doesn't? That's my question all the time. What are they doing with that money?
And here's an even another outrageous aspect of being taxed. So let's say that he gets the 115, right?
Yep.
He gets taxed, and then the lawyer gets 40% of that.
Yep.
He even gets taxed on what he has to pay the lawyer.
Ah, nice. There you go.
He believed it. So apparently...
I would have thought it was a deductible expense. As part of his business, he became famous. I bet a good lawyer could make a case. This is a business award. It affected his ability to make money. It kind of the same sort of thing as Erin Andrews went through in reverse.
Well, and she's going to have to pay taxes, too.
Yeah.
The only time you don't have to pay taxes on legal winnings, on court winnings, is when it's for physical injuries or physical sickness.
Really?
Under Section 104 of the tax code, they are tax-free.
Lawyer McFadden.
So, well, I just think it's interesting because here, watch this. People who sue for PTSD have to pay taxes.
Wow.
Because it's not considered a physical ailment.
This is what an outrage that is. That is outrageous. All right, so Gawker lost big time.
That can shut them down. That's a game changer.
Yeah,
for
I think they're pretty much yes, exactly. Missing start with the jury trial went so badly for Gawker that they really didn't have. It went very quickly, I think, as far as going into the jury room.
Six hours.
Yeah, that was it. So let's see. Hogan gets $55 million in economic damages, $60 million in non-economic damages. I'm making a case for this being about his business. He ought to be able to deduct the legal fees from this.
Yeah, that for me, the fact that you have to pay almost 30% taxes on legal winnings, the fact that you are taxed on what you have to pay your lawyer, and the fact that if you have PTSD, you cannot sue and tax-free winnings.
Gawker attorneys pointed out that Hogan cracked jokes about the sex tape when he was on Howard Stern's program. And then on Bubba the Love Sponge radio show, he discussed his sex life in detail, making it fair game for reporters. That's what the people at Gawker said. And so whether this is me, there are a lot of radio people and TV people who sue, and this may have some implication, positive implications, if you will, for people who feel like they've been wronged by an outfit like Gawker. It's a new world because the social media aspects of this are different from, or at least that's the way the law seems to be looking at it, different than some of the considerations that used to be prominent before. And actually, it all started when Johnny Carson sued the National Enquirer. That's when this changed, because before that, most people who would sue any kind of media outlet wouldn't win anything because they were public figures. Carson found it was invasion of privacy, and he got, I don't know, $25-30 million out of National Enquirer. And I think Ed McMahon sued them for something, too, and got some hefty cash out of them. But because their circulation is so broad, they look at it differently than Gawker does. Gawker isn't financially that strong, not that well known, but the Enquirer, huge revenue. It still is, by the way, whether you know this or not, the National Enquirer is still the number one newspaper in terms of distribution and readership in the country. More than USA Today, more than the Wall Street Journal, more than the New York Times, more than the Washington Post. The National Enquirer is something that really has to be dealt with in terms of there. You should see their offices in Palm Beach, Richie. They're huge.
I bet.
And they hire the best reporters, pay them the most money, so they can get the dirt.
Yeah,
and have
a case
it back
to be
out
made, but they're the only
for that.
Real reporters left.
Right. And by the way, the reason they have such good reporters is because of the awards that were before when they didn't do as good a job at faffing out the story when they could be criticized and they could, they lose. So now they pay a lot of money to have good reporters who do the work before the stories are actually published, and so they're not as vulnerable. So now people go after these outfits like Gawker and win big awards. Very interesting how the world has turned. 45 past the hour here on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy. So, mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
It's hard to believe, but spring is here. And that means time for a little spring cleaning and spring savings. I'm Jenny Sue Birnbaum. It's a great time to reorganize your home or office by tossing out or donating what you don't need. And as for savings, have no worries. You could save 40% or more by switching from your current plan to Net10, the No Worries Network. That means you pay just $50 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data with the first 5 gigabytes at 4G LTE speed. Net10 has no contracts or hidden fees and provides wireless coverage on the nation's largest and most dependable networks. Plus, Net10's Bring Your Own Phone BYOP program lets you keep your phone and number or get a new one. You call the shots. Net10 is available at over 100,000 retail stores, including Walmart, Best Buy, and Kmart. For more ways to save, visit net10wireless.com. I'm Jenny Sue Birnbaum.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSF Acre 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options are available to see an actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, it's nationwide around the world, actually, the Good Day program, 48 after the hour. I would not normally talk about terrorism and the story behind whoever it is that gets involved in terrorism. Remember the Paris terror attack?
Yeah, they found that dirtbag.
Yeah, he said he was planning fresh attacks on Brussels when he was caught. The reason I'm sort of focused on this is that he announced over the weekend he was going to sue the French government and the prosecutor for revealing to the public that he backed out of blowing himself up. Think about that for a minute.
Well, he's trying to fight extradition.
Of course he is. Salah Abdeslam, charging over the weekend.
Mr. Slami to you.
Mr. Slami, thank you. After being captured by police commanders, he was in Belgium. There's a picture of him that shows the dramatic moment the suspect was dragged from his safe house in Brussels. It's pretty telling. If you haven't seen it, just Google it. We could get it and post it on our Facebook page, Richie, probably. French authorities said that he'd formed a new network of terrorists. He was going to use heavier weapons this time for the strike in Belgium. Now, who wants to strike in Belgium? They're pretty much neutral. They don't do anything to bother anybody. This shows you how crazy these people are. French, I can understand how they would be angry. This guy was supposed to be the fourth suicide bomber. His lawyer has now claimed he plans to take legal action because of what the prosecutor said in public. the
good luck with that.
Yeah, violation of his right to confidentiality.
Yeah,
man, some of these people got a lot of balsam, haven't they?
Yeah,
unga bunga.
Say goodbye to your rights, brother.
I'm saying goodbye to the.
Say hello to Gitmo.
Fuck yeah, okay, hello. 51 after on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Not that I condone fascism, or any ism for that matter. Isms, in my opinion, are not good. If a person should not believe in an ism, he should believe in himself. I quote John Lennon, "I don't believe in Beatles, I just believe in me." A good point there. After all, he was the walrus. I could be the walrus. I'd still have to bum rides off of people. I appreciate your understanding. Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Sordos, motorheads, geeks, sluts, bloods, wasteoids, dweebies. They all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
He was a righteous dude. That is Ferris Bueller. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah.
Bow, bow. One of my favorite movies of all time. Chucker, how about yours?
I like the film. You know, it's interesting. You brought up that clip. I did a revival last night of Spaceballs, which I'll tell you about in a second. So we had a really nice turnout, 75 people. And I announced our lineup, and in June, we're going to do a revival of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And the crowd reacted very, very positively,
yeah,
which means the movie clearly still radiates and is very popular.
Here's a prediction. You're sold out for the Ferris Bueller.
I hope so. That would be nice.
Yeah. All right, so if you aren't sitting down right now, take a seat, because I'm about to sit you down. Matthew Broderick turns 54 today. Ferris Bueller is 54. And he's one of those guys like the Karate Kid. Hey, those guys have not aged. They still look the same as they did back 30 years ago. And it's almost disgusting.
Well, he had a really nice run early on. I mean, he did. Well, my first experience watching Matthew Broderick was probably a movie called Max Dugan Returns with Jason Robards. A really good movie. I think done in '84. In the same year, he did War Games, which is extremely popular at the box office. And then he did Bueller, which is also really popular. Then his career started to sort of be bumpy. He did a movie called Project X. You ever see that film about? He was a a troubled soldier at a military base whose job was to train monkeys to be irradiated for nuclear emissions. I like that movie. It co-starred Helen Hunt. Didn't do very well at the box office, and then his career sort of was up and down.
I guess Godzilla movie or King Kong or something, right?
He did Godzilla, the remake of Godzilla, which made money at the box office, but it was not well received.
Chuck, I read a. By the way, Doug's getting ready. He's going to be jumping on a plane soon here to back to Boston, so he's getting ready for his flight. Be back in a little bit here. I read a story this weekend that kind of woke me up, talking about Star Wars being owned by Disney now, and the headline was, "You will never live to see the final Star Wars movie." Basically insinuating that because Disney owns it, they will keep it going forever and ever and ever.
Well,
and
they own Star Wars off. In that same deal, they bought the Indiana Jones franchise. They bought Marvel, which means they control the Avengers. I mean, basically, that's true. I mean, as long as these films make money, and certainly the one thing about Disney, which is very good, they have very good creative people. They turn out a really good product, which is really good for the fan. They're not just interested, obviously, they want to make money, but they thoroughly understand that to make money long-term, you have to have a product in the pipeline that resonates and is well-received by the fan base. And they do that, which is really good.
They locked it up for at least a generation because my kids were my age when they saw this most recent Star Wars that I was when I saw the first Star Wars. So when I got locked in 1977-78, my kids are the same way. So it'll last them their whole lives.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure that they will use that to kickstart it into a next generation. All right, Chuck, let's see what was big at the box office this past weekend.
Well, for the third straight weekend, Rich, Zootopia, the animated film, which is a Disney movie, did $38 million, a solid $202 million. Reviews are great. People really like the film. The Divergent series, Allegiant, came in second, $29 million opening, somewhat disappointing. Number three, Christian-based film Miracles from Heaven with Jennifer Garner did a fairly solid $15 million, although it was on over 3,000 screens. Number four was 10 Cloverfield Lane, a movie that I like, $45 million in 2 weeks. That's solid. And a superhero, R-rated superhero movie, Deadpool with Ryan Reynolds. This movie's a phenomenon.
Yeah.
Number five, $8 million,
crazy.
$341 million in 6 weeks on a $58 million budget. Not to mention what it's done worldwide. This will easily be, Rich, one of the most profitable films released in 2016. I did a revival showing of Spaceballs, brought my 10-year-old daughter. Finally, she understands the power of the Schwartz. it was a lot of fun.
May the Schwartz be with you.
Hey, you
all right,
too.
Suckers, 58 past the hour, and good day.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.